b'schus the matzav over here, the corona, and b'schus Eitan Kesselbaum. I'm going to give the shir tonight, Bezrat Hashem. All the cholim in Klal Yisrael should have a refuah shleima, and Bezrat Hashem, we should see b'suros tovos and yeshuas nechamos as soon as possible. I'm going to tell you what tonight I am going to do and what I'm not going to do, because we are not going to go through all of Hilchos Cholamoid tonight. That is not a possibility. We're going to touch on it. Okay, we're going to touch on Hilchos Cholamoid, but I think we're getting to a lot of important points and a lot of halacha lumaisa in terms of different things to be noheg and perhaps not to be noheg during the moed. Okay, I'm very excited about tonight's shir. And, Bezrat Hashem, we're today's show for you guys. And, Bezrat Hashem, things will come clear. Now, the reason why it's not gonna become perfectly clear, cause, let me tell you that Hilchos Cholamoid is one of the most difficult limudim. If you try and learn it al pi Shulchan Aruch, it is very difficult. That's one of the reasons why I've never taught it in the Mishnah Berurah, to learn it out. Just not the cases from Moed Katan, are very, very abstract cases for us to understand. But we pull out all the halachas from basically over there. Tonight, what I want to do, and this could be our first portion of this series on Hilchos Cholamoid. Perhaps the next Cholamoid will have the second portion. I don't think we're going to have another one this Cholamoid, but this will give, will introduce us to a lot of the concepts and get us to a lot of Bezrat Hashem, Lameisa, in terms of one of the sections of Cholamoid that I do want to cover tonight. Okay? So let's start off by, first of all, just defining some important terms for us that we'll be using throughout. Maybe not even so much today's year, but throughout Hilchos Cholamoid, that you should know when people are mentioning them, there are very, very important things. For sure, you could take notes. I suggest you take notes. No problem. Okay, here we go. Okay, so number one, in defining terms, we'll have two sections of defining terms right now. One are your general terms, and that is, number one, there's a concept called Maisa Hedyot versus Maisa Uman, meaning that the amount of skill involved in doing a malacha on Cholamoid is going to impact whether the action is going to be mutter or aser. Nothing that I'm going to say right now one should be extracting halacha lemaisa from, because we have not even touched on halacha lemaisa. But I'm just trying to define terms, probably terms that you have come upon in the past, but you perhaps don't know exactly what they are, how we're going to apply them. So Maisa Hedyot versus Maisa Uman. Maisa Hedyot is a common than anything that Ami Merzel could do in the house. That is definitely a Maisa Hedyot, okay? And probably further than that is still considered Maisa Hedyot. But things that take some skill involved, that's called Maisa Uman, okay? Second thing that is going to be impact whether Malacha is going to be Mutter or Asr on Cholamoid is whether as how much tircha is involved. If everyone could please mute their system, I very, very much appreciate it. Thank you very much. Okay, is how much tircha is involved. No tircha versus tircha, how much exertion is going to be used for the malacha, that's also going to be very, very impactful. Okay, number three, is what you're doing free, or are you being paid for it? Is it beschar, is it not beschar? If one is being paid through the malacha, that could also. And number four is, even certain malachas there where you're going to allow maker to din, that's only going to be in privacy. Okay? But, you don't have to see my son's closet over here. Okay? In privacy. But if it's going to be, if it's going to be in public, sometimes that malacha is considered a zilzul, and therefore we are not going to be, alright, so even mutter malacha, if it's done in public, could sometimes go ahead and prohibit it. Don't make mistake by certain things that are for the public, that's going to be more a reason to be makel that we'll see in Hilchos Cholamoid. But done in public, that is a reason to be more machmer with consoli. So those are the four terminologies. Maisa Hedyot versus Maisa Uman, no tircha versus tircha, free versus schar, public versus private. Okay? Those are just some terminologies that we're actually not going to use so much tonight, because we're not going to get into Malach, which malach exactly is going to be what the Asr? That's not going to be my goal of today's share. We have other very important things to do. But I do want to introduce some important concepts. Now, two side points, there are side points, but very crucial, is number one. One mistake, I believe, is the reason why people have a wrong attitudes towards Cholamoid. And that is, most people out there think that in Hilchos Cholamoid, everything is mutter. And you know, the rabbis told us there's certain things that we don't do. I don't know, we don't get haircuts, and perhaps some put on tefillin, some don't put on tefillin, and I don't know, I heard some people don't do laundry, okay? But other than that, everything is mutter, okay? That is an incorrect outlook when it comes to Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Okay, Hilchos Chol HaMoed, our starting point should be Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Malacha is Asr. It is Asr for me to do Malacha. Now, don't get too scared, because it's true. A lot of things that we do during Chol HaMoed are really going to be mutter, but it has to fit one of the categories of why it is mutter to do this malacha on Chol HaMoed. But the starting point is, before I set out to do malacha, before I set out to do something on Chol HaMoed that's going to be involved with malacha, okay, malacha obviously has very different terminologies. When you talk about Shabbos, or Yontif, we have an Isser of Malacha. I don't know, an Erev Pesach, some people don't do Malacha also. Those terminology, and Hanukkah candles don't do Malacha, there are different concepts of what Malacha is, so I'm obviously using a very loose terminology right now, but before we do Malacha, we have to realize that it's not so pashut to do Malacha. It has to fall in one of the heterim. So you should know, okay, obviously if we can't ask every Shiloh right now, we're not going to deal with all the Shiloh right now, a lot of the things that you are doing anyways, are probably, a lot of them are going to be mutter. There happens to be some things, or many things that people do, is absolutely usur, kuli alma, not because we're Ami Mirza's machber when it comes to Hilchos Chol HaMoed, but because there simply is no really haterim for a lot of things that people do. But once again, the Isra Malacha we are going to come back to more at a different time. Now, one side point that I want to mention from Rav Nevensal, I mentioned this in Hilchos Amir Lakum for a good reason, and that is Rav Nevensal, Moreinu Rabbeinu, holds that there are two areas in Halacha that people are mamish mizalzel in him, and Kal V'Chomer and Chutz Laaretz, I don't know how Rav Nevensal knows this, but he's right about these things, is that the two areas of Halacha is Amir Lakum and Hilchos Chol HaMoed are two total sections in Shulchan Aruch, okay, at least Chol HaMoed, the whole section in Shulchan Aruch, Amir Lakum has a couple simanim within Hilchos Shabbos, that people have taken out of the Shulchan Aruch, okay? It's difficult, as I said, to learn these simanim in Shulchan Aruch, but they exist, and we have to know them. They're just very hard to learn. One of the reasons why it is so hard to learn is because the Gemara in Vayikaton tells us that you can't really compare one area of Halacha in Hilchos Chol HaMoed to another area. Each area really gets its own dinim. You can't compare between one Halacha and another Gemara Mo'ikatan Yud Beis Amin Aleph. Therefore, that's one of the reasons why it does make it very difficult, and why people, I would say, you just listening to a shir on Hilchos Chol HaMoed, you are going to be more knowledgeable than 95% of the frum world in Hilchos Chol HaMoed. People have heard concepts, but they do not know concepts when it comes to Hilchos. Hopefully we'll walk away today with some actual knowledge of Hilchos Chol HaMoed. So, the Gemara in Makos is not only in Makos, it's a couple of times in Shas. I just mentioned you, one of them is the Gemara Makos, Tafkuf Gimel Amud Aleph, tells us the following. Omer Rav Sheshes Mishum Rav Lazar Ben Azaria Kol Mevazes HaMoadim Ki Ilu Oved Avodazara. Someone who's Mevazes the Moadim, it's like he worships Avodazara. That's a very, very strong language. Rashi's comments on this Gemara, and he says, this is no other, I'm not even sure it's here in Makos, but Rashi says it in one of the places that's mentioned in Shas, this Gemara, which is mentioned a few different places, that we are referring to the halachas of Chol HaMoed. Kol mevazet the Chol HaMoed is ki'ilu oved avodah zara. Okay? So the question is, what does it mean to mevaza Chol HaMoed? Okay? Even though we're not going to get to the pratim of the malachas, but we are going to get into some klalim, like we said before. We've already gotten to some of the principles, okay? But over here, the general framework of the Isser Malacha, we find three opinions in the Rishonim of how far-reaching are the halachas of Chol HaMoed, Daraisa, Darabanan, something else. So here we go. The Rambam in the beginning of Perek Zayin of Hilchos Yontif tells us Chol Shomoid Afal Pishalo Nemer Bo Shabbason Hoel V'Nikra Mikre Kodesh Harei V'Harei Uzman Chagim Mikdash
Aser ba'asiyas malacha gedei shlo yeh kishar yamalachol she'ein bam kedusha klal. We're asking over here, we call it chol ha'moed, is it really more chol or is it really more moed? We know there's some type of synthesis between the two. So he says over here, on one hand, it does not say Shabbason when it comes to chol ha'moed, but on earth, it is called Mikra Kodesh. It is called Mikra Kodesh. Okay? And therefore, he says the Rama. Okay? We have to differentiate between Chol HaMoed and a regular day of Chol. And a regular day of Chol. Va'oso bo milocha hasura makinoto makas mardis mibneishi suro midivrei sofrim. Says the Rambam clearly here that one who is over milocha and Chol HaMoed, one of the Isser Malachas, obviously, it is not an Isser De'oraisa, it is only an Isser De'Rabbanan. This is all, this Shita and the other two Shitas that I will share are both brought down in the first Bir Halacha and Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Simin Tav Kuv Lamed, and also Moreno of Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal has an extensive piece on this in his Hiddok on Chol HaMoed. It is Gevaldik, Sefer, the one on Chol HaMoed, okay, the green one, Yerushalayim B'Mo'adiyah, on page Shin Lamed Dalad, he has a whole piece on the Isser Malacha, on Chol HaMoed, he brings down the three opinions we are discussing right now. So it's not only the Rambam, but this is also shared by Rabbeinu Tam, and the Riva, the Baal Tosfos, the Riva, hold that the Isser Malacha is only Midrabanan, and you see the reason, the Rambam says in order that we don't make it into Chol, we want to differentiate between Chol and Chol HaMoed, and therefore the Rabbanan added an Isser Malacha aspect to Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Okay? So there is an Isser Chol HaMoed, but it's only the Rabbanan according to the Rambam. We'll come back to this Rambam very soon. The Rif, the Sefer HaEshkol, the Ritz Geis, and also Rashi Meduik over here called Mevaze, Es HaMoadim Kilo V'Razar, talking about Chol HaMoed, Mashma from Rashi, and this is another Medayik, that Rashi holds there's an Isser Deoraisa on the Isserim of Melacha and Chol HaMoed. Now, anyone who's going to have Deoraisa is going to run into a problem. According to the Rambam, he does not have this problem. What is this problem? If the Isser Melacha is Deoraisa, we are going to come to a numerous heterim when it comes to Malacha and Chol HaMoed, whether it's Davra Aved, Tzorchei Rabim, v'chulei v'chulei. If it's Durabonan, that makes a lot of sense. You could say, Hein Amru v'Hein Amru. They decided this Isser Melacha, and they decided also the parameters of this Isser Melacha of when to say there's an Isser Melacha, when there's not. So you can play this game very easily of Tzorchei Rabim, Davra Aved, and all the other heterim that we have in Hilchos Chol HaMoed. But once you say it's Deoraisa, but in the Torah, we see chilukim like this. Where do we get to such chilukim if we're going to say it's Deoraisa? So this is split into really two camps. And that is that according to the Rif, to Rashi, Ritz Geis, and Rashi, they say a concept that the Ran says in Hilchos Sukkah. Also, this is not only Chiddush, it's an amazing principle. Okay? It's an amazing principle, but we have this in other places in Halacha. And that is that even if we say Malacha's Daraisa, that means the Torah decided there is a concept of Isser Malacha on a Daraisa level. But what falls under that concept of Daraisa is Masru L'Chachamim, was given over to the Chachamim to decide the parameters of the Malacha. So even though similar to the Shita of the Rambam, the Rabbanim, the Rabbis decide, over here the Rabbanim also had the ability to decide, but that ability was given over them, not only because it says Lo Sasser that you have to listen to the Chachamim in general, all Yisrael, the Rabbanim have an aspect of Deraisa. No, the concept of Isser Malacha and Chol HaMoed is Deraisa. It's an Isser Deraisa. But it was given to Chachamim to decide what yes falls under this category and what does not fall under this category. Okay? The Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva also, by the way, the Ritva and the Rashba are Talmidim and the Ramban, so it makes sense. They all fall under one Shita, and that is that they all hold Isser Daraisa. Okay? They also hold Isser Daraisa. However, all Malacha that is not Litzorech HaMoed, they understood that in the Daraisa, the Daraisa concept of Malacha was only things that were not for the Moed. It was not meant for the Moed. It was not Tzorech HaMoed.
or it's not a Dover Ha'aved, then it's going to be an Isser Daraisa. But if it is the Tzorech HaMoed, or it's a Dover Ha'aved, they go and then that does not fall under the Daraisa. Anything that's for the Moed, a Dover Ha'aved, is Mutter Bid Midaraisa. And even in those categories came the Chachamim and answered certain things, even amongst us, meaning Dover Ha'aved and Tzorech HaMoed. Those principles are absolutely mutter legamre on a Torah level. Okay, no matter what. In general, we are makel in those areas. But there are times we are machmir, even by Tzorech HaMoed, even for Dover HaAved, and therefore, says the Ramban, Rashba, how could that be? It's because the Chachamim came and added onto these Yisurim. But that's the clear chilik over here between some what things are going to be daraisa, what things are going to be not. Whatever you say over here, you see that there is a concept of an iser malacha for sure. The nafka mina perhaps between the Rambam versus the other Rishonim who hold daraisa would be makam safek. At the end of the day, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch provides for us the parameters of what's mutter and what's aser. Okay? So therefore, basically that's an agreement, just not on a Daraisa level, or is it the Rabbana level? But, what if we would hold, it's only at the Rabbana level, there would be more room to be makel b'makom safek. Okay, as I said before, the Ber Halacha, in the beginning of Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Siman Tav Kuf Lamed, which happens in the first Siman, in Chelek Vav Mishnah Berurah, brings us all down. Okay, the first Ber Halacha over here, it's not the first Ber Halacha. No, it is the first Ber Halacha. Okay, he first brings down the Rambam, the Rabbanan, and then he brings down the Rif. He goes through the whole story. It does not really decide between them, because it's not huge nafkamin. It's a makom safek. We said there is more room to be makel, perhaps, like the Rambam. But I do want to point out, the posting point out, that even according to the Rambam, someone, maybe we know some people like this, someone who turns Chol HaMoed into a Dover Chol. Imamish, it's like every other day of the week. Okay, he might have gone, and he might have asked that Musaf or something like that. But basically, it's like any other day. It just happens to be in the middle of Pesach or in the middle of Sukkos. That would be an Isra Daraisa. To turn Chol HaMoed into Dover Chol day, that is Daraisa. The Rambam said the Chazal created certain Isurim on this day in order not to come to this point. Not to get to this point, but in a Hanami there can be an Issa Daraisa involved, even if, even according to the Rambam. Okay? Now, what are the reasons? Why do we have an Issa Malacha? We have to ask this question, especially according to the ones, the Rabbanan. Okay? But even the Raisa, why is it the Torah found fit that we are going to have an Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed? Wouldn't it be much easier just to have a regular day and you don't have to worry and have it on your head, am I over a Malacha? Not over a Malacha. So like this. We already saw the Rambam. The Rambam, Perek Zayin Halacha, all told us it's in order not to turn it into a Yom Chol. But there are other opinions also. From the Yerushalmi, it's Mashma, that the whole Isser Malacha is brought down in order that people have more time on Chol HaMoed for doing things that you're supposed to be doing during Chol HaMoed. Okay? I find it a little bit easier to giving this year. It happens to be, which we're going to get to most of the mitzvahs, asses, the positive things that one's supposed to do on Chol HaMoed during this, because I find it a lot easier, probably for most people, to keep Chol HaMoed, I'm sad to say this, the way it's supposed to be done. Okay? Chol HaMoed is supposed to be a day that is dedicated, what? Chatzi Lachem v'chatzi LaHashem. It's Mefurish in the Gemara, that's how we pass it. Chatzi Lachem, chatzi LaHashem. Which in a real, ideal world means waking up to Vasikin and basically learning all morning until Chatzos. Okay? Learning all morning until Chatzos. Davni Mincha. And then you have the rest of the day is Lachem. Okay? Have Suda, do things you enjoy, and that's supposed to be the rest of your day. Okay? So therefore, the Yerushalmi says that's why they didn't want people being Osek and Malacha and doing or being busy all day long with Malacha Dika type of things, and therefore Chazal made it, or the Torah made it, a way that we would have time to eat and drink and learn Torah. That's what it's supposed to be. That's the whole concept it's supposed to be. And that's why there's an Isra Malacha, in order to free us up with more time, not to burden us. This and that I have to worry about. No, it's in order to free us up to make more time to make this, create this Chatzi Lachem v'Chatzi Lashem. The Ritva, similarly, he writes that the reason why certain malachas were permitted, okay, once again, Ritva holds Daraisa. So therefore we have to understand, okay, why don't we just say there's a full Isser malacha then? That would make it even easier, okay? The Ritva writes the reason why the Torah allowed us to do certain malachas. Dinah, we should really have Yontif 7 days. Why did the Torah allow us to do, let's say, Davra Aved? Tzarchei Amoed, is it because it didn't want us to be bothered by this, oh my gosh, what's going to be with this, what's going to be with that, okay? If we're Torahed all day thinking about things that we might lose, if we don't take care of it right now, then we're not going to be able to do like the Yerushalmi says, to eat, drink, and learn Torah. We're going to be totally osake in the things that we're constantly worried about what's going to be. That's why the Torah gave us this Isser Malacha, in order that we could be besimcha and not worry about things we are going to lose and the like. Okay? That's what we learned, the concept of where the Isser Malacha comes from. Okay, now, to define, before we move on to the next part of the shir, which I really want to get to, is to define for us the list of heterim versus stringencies, some of them concepts we've already said. Once again, it's introducing concept that we are. Number one heter that we have is tzarchei moed. Things that are letzarch moed, we have more room to be makel, as opposed to, and this is a general rule, anything that you're doing on chalamoid that is preparing for after the chag is generally absolutely going to be us, or we don't do malacha now that's preparing us for after the chag. Only things that you need right now, that's called tzarchei moed versus things that are after the chag. However, even for things that might cause us a loss in the future, that's called davar avid. Whether it's going to be davar avid right now, or it's going to be a loss in the future, that also comes to permit certain aspects and certain things that are going to be mutter. Third category, which is a general, Baruch Hashem, heter, for doing malacha, is anything that is tzorach ochel nefesh. And Bezrat Hashem, in the continuation of Hilchos Cholomayid, we'll learn that it's not only food, but all necessary necessities that people have, that generally the population needs, that would fall under the category of tzorchei ochel nefesh, and that's also going to be mutar. Another concept I mentioned before is tzorchei rabim, things that are needed for the good of the public. Whether it could be fixing a road, okay, a road that's broken. Now it's not so tzorchei rabim, because we don't need the road so very much this year, but that would be fall under the category of tzorchei rabim. And number five is be a very unfortunate situation, a worker who needs to work because he has nothing else to eat. That is another reason why one could be makel to do malacha, even if he does not have the other heterim. Now, another category, and this is a place where it will give you some help in why certain things that might be mutter, and that is Rav Nevin Sal Moreinu Rabbeinu on page Kufayin Beis and Kufayin Zayin. Okay, he brings it needs to be nevared a little bit more. It's quoted in Shulchan Shlomo Tov Kuf Lamed Daled Sikon Aleph that if the malacha is done without any tircha, that is also going to be a heter. If the turning on a light is not really a problem on Cholamei because of the malacha, it's ain behem tircha. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman does write, quoted in the Shulchan Shlomo over there, that things that at the time of Chazal were great tircha, even if they're not so much tircha nowadays, it's still going to be usher. So even though washing our clothes is a matter of putting in some laundry detergent and pressing a button, okay, it's true, folding the clothes afterwards, it can become pretty tircha, then one could claim, nowadays is no tircha involved whatsoever. We go from the Zman of Chazal. This is Rav Shlomo Zalman the Shitoso. I see Rav Simcha and Rav Yosef are listening. They know it's from the Kolel. Okay? That, Rav Shlomo Zalman held like this. We go after the Gidrei Chazal, time of Chazal. Certain things were a lot of tircha. If they said those are also, those are still gonna be usher, nowadays. Even though we have washing machines and plowing a field is a lot easier than it was back in the day, those things are still going to be usher. Those not fall into this category of malacha she'in bahem tircha. Okay? Now, Rnevin saw is another heter, important one. And that is, if you could do malacha beheter, once again, we have not defined what's all the heterim involved yet, but if you could do malacha beheter, you don't have to be matriach yourself to do the same action without doing malacha. I'll give you an example which will bring this home. And that is, let's say you need to borrow a cucumber from a neighbor. Okay? So, one way of doing that is to call him on the phone and say, can I borrow a cucumber? I need it for my suda. Okay? Another way is I have to go out of my house, walk over to the neighbors, and let's say I have to borrow it, I have to go there anyways. But let's say it's asking them a question. I had to ask them a question that was pertinent to right now. Okay, let's say I need a phone number to call someone for Tzorach Limoed. Okay? So, I could either call my neighbor, or I have to walk over to my neighbor. Yeah, for us, that's a lot. That's a pretty big terechal to have to walk to the neighbor. That's a pretty big terechal nowadays. So Nevinzel says, if the malacha is mutter to do, you don't have to matriach yourself in order not to do the malacha. Okay, I came upon this. I thought this would be a good example also. Okay, that if I have two keys to my car, okay, one is a clicker and one is the manual way of opening my car. I don't have to go out of my way to manually open my car when I have the clicker involved because it's mutter to me opening my car in Shabbos. Okay, so therefore I could go ahead and do it with the clicker and not go ahead and open the car manually because that's a terechel. Right? You have to manually open the car door. That's, in 2020, that's a terechel for some people. So therefore that would be mutter also. Okay, however, if the action can be done equally, the action can be done equally, and one will do the with less malacha being done. There of them, and Saul says that you are chayiv to do it with less malacha. Okay, it's not so shy of the example that Rav Nevin Saul gives nowadays. Okay, but back in the day, you had telephones that had a screen that when you press the buttons, the button would show up on the screen, and there were telephones that had the same buttons, but they did not show up on the screen. Who here ever saw a telephone like that? Me, that you press the button, they did not actually show up on a screen. Okay, so if you're old enough to remember such a telephone, so you'll understand what Renan's all saying. He would say you're chayiv to use a telephone that does not show up on the screen because it's doing less malacha and chalamoid. You could do to make the phone call. The phone call is going to be mutter to make because you need it for whatever reason you need to make this phone call right now. However, this saying about the phone call can be done with less malacha. You should do it with less malacha. There's no less tircha doing it with the screen or without the screen. So therefore, use the phone that does not have the screen. Nowadays, any phone that doesn't have a screen is probably more tirchud to use. It probably doesn't work very well, and the like. But that's the concept that I wanted to flesh out over here from Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel. Okay, fine. I just wanted to flesh out how far. Okay, our minds are so far from the malacha of Cholamoid. Let me ask you a question. I'm here would have thought of such a thing. Is it mutter to carry on Cholamoid? We have one of the 39 malachas. We don't even think about it on Shabbos anymore. Someone lives in a place of Eruv. Okay? Is it mutter to carry on Cholamoid? Okay? Is there a concept of Hotza? So, obviously, with any of that term, if you need to carry something, because it's Tzarchi Moed, okay, or David, it obviously is going to fall into that term that we have in it. But do I have to think about this question before walking outside? And you know, the Chazon Ish himself was makbid not to carry things when it was not necessary. It was not something that he needed to carry on Chalamayid. He would not carry it just like, by the way, Yontif's the same way. Yontif, we have a concept. You're not supposed to just carry anything on Yontif. Whatever you need to carry, we say, hey, no, so you don't, even if you don't have an Eruv, you're allowed to carry on Yontif if it's Shalom, if it's Litzorach. But if it's not Litzorach, you're not supposed to carry. By the way, same thing on Shabbos, by the way. Shabbos is even a place you have a great Eruv. You carry things that you have to carry, not just carry things, other things that you do not have to carry. So Chazon Ish treated Cholamoid like Yontif in terms of this thing. Okay? Harav writes, though, in his Sefer, over in Cholamoid, that there is definitely room to be makel in a place there is an Eruv. Because then, first of all, there are Mekilim in terms of that there's no Isra Malacha of Hotzah in Cholamoid. And on top of that, you also have an Eruv. Then one can be makel, he does not have to go drive himself crazy over here and only worry about things that he has to carry. By the way, Moreno Rabbeinu himself is a personal chumra, you see over here, he's Nekel, but himself personally will not carry, even in the old city, and Cholamoid, unless it's something that he absolutely must go ahead and carry. Okay, so
Once again, I'm trying to get the idea, the concept over here that there is this Isser Malach without getting to the nitty gritty. What would be Mutter? What would be Yasser? Just giving you some examples. Okay? Now, as somebody asked this in the question and answer group today. What if, I'll tell you one of the things that you're not allowed to do, and I'm not saying to drive your parents crazy right now, is you're not allowed to do laundry. We don't do laundry on Chol HaMoed unless it's for little kids and stuff like that. Okay? But let's say I get the Shaila all the time, and today in the question and answer group, someone asked, what happens when your mother does your laundry? Are you allowed to benefit from such malacha that is done? Now, it might be dependent on what we said before. Is the Isser Malacha Daraisa or Darabaran? How serious we have to go ahead and take this, okay? How serious we have to take it. I believe Lamaisa, since most people are Amaratzim when it comes to Ilchus Chol HaMoed, and therefore even by Amaratzim, generally we hold that they really don't know. And therefore, you don't tell them, do the Malacha, it's done with Shogeg, you're allowed to get ahead and go ahead and get benefit from this. Okay, and therefore you'd be allowed to wear the clothes that was, I mean, you probably should not, I don't know, try them not to do the laundry if you don't have to throw it down the hamper, in order that it's not gonna be done. But if it is going to be done, you can, Lamaisa, one can get, benefit, cause that is a shogeg in terms of this din over here by getting hanaf from benefit from the malacha that was done by Isser on Chol HaMoed. Okay, I wanna spend the next number of minutes, 10 minutes or so, which I want to round up the shir, and the first shir over here in Ilchus Chol HaMoed, which is really the concept of the positive aspects of Chol HaMoed, dahinu, the chiyuv of simcha, and things like this in Chol HaMoed, and the ramifications for that. Okay? Kavod, simcha, and oneg. By the way, a lot of these concepts is a book written by, the Rosh Kollel in Chicago, Rav Zucker and Rav Francis. Okay, Rav Moshe Francis and Rav David Zucker, they have this book in Chol HaMoed. A lot of the concepts are in here. It's a Kedai book to get also. I don't know if they still have it in print, but it's Kedai. Okay, I think, does Guidelines have? I think Guidelines might have it on Chol HaMoed also. Okay, Lemaisa, as we saw from the Rambam, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, once again, we saw the concept that he introduced to us that Chol HaMoed, Afal Pishlo Nimer Shabbason, Ho V'Nikra Mikra Kodesh, Farehu Zman Chagira B'Mikdash Aser Basiyas Malacha. It is definitely called Mikra Kodesh. It does not say Shabbason. And therefore, it's not going to be like Shabbos Legamre. It's not Shabbaton. It's not exactly it. But how far? It is Mikra Kodesh. But the question is it considered a Yontif or not? Is it Yontif or is it not Yontif? Okay? Then this is not just semantics. Yontif, Mikrei Kodesh. There are nafkimanis that we're gonna keep talking. It seems to be a machlokus in the poskim. The Ritva, once again, maybe this is Tolui. The Raisa, the Rabban, the Ritva says Chol HaMoed is considered a Yontif. It's also Yontif. To say to someone, as we'll see, one of the nafkimanis, to greet someone, good Yontif. And Chol HaMoed is not incorrect, especially according to the Ritva. Okay? According to the Ritva. Okay? Others claim it is not Yontif, and that's the way the Mishnah Berurah, and actually in Hilchos Pesach, is Medayik from the Mechaber. The Mechaber in Simin Tof Tzadi, Sif Gimel, says the following, Noagin Sheba Yontif Omer Es Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh. Is that the Nusach and Tefillah according to the Mechaber is on Yontif, you say Es Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh. Is that? And Chol HaMoed Omer Es Yom Mikra Kodesh. Is that? Somewhere where we saw the concept of the Rambam and the Mishnah Berurah is Medayik from the Mechaber. Shmami Noah De Chol HaMoed Lo Mikri Yontif. Black and white, the Mishnah Berurah is Medayik over here, the Chol HaMoed is not called Yontif. Okay? Fine. However, I'm not sure, is this Mishnah Berurah only saying this according to the Mechaber? Or you'd say even according to the Roma? Because the Roma then goes on and says, V'ano eino ani lomar mikra kodesh klal, lo b'yontif, lo b'chol HaMoed, you just don't use this nusach at all. We don't say Yontif, but we say Chag HaMatzos. Okay? And stuff like that. So therefore, it's unclear if for sure, according to the Rama, would be the same thing, but definitely, the Mishnah Berurah is Medayik from the Mechaber, that is not considered a Yontif.
One of the nafkaminas Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal points out is, and probably this is past your mind, if you don't do like the grunt Birkas Hamazon, and you get to the end of Birkas Hamazon, and you get to the Harachamans, what do you do on Chol HaMoed? Do you say Harachaman, who, what's that Nusach, I don't have the bench in front of me, there's one for Yontif, okay? Harachaman, who Yurechas, whatever it is, there's one specifically for Yontif, so definitely, Yoshikulatov, thank you very much. Do you say this also on Chol HaMoed? Is it considered, if it's considered a yontif, you add this harachaman in the benching. If it's not considered yontif, you would not add this harachaman in the benching, and only on yontif, you would go ahead and add it. Now, Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinson, this is very, very beautiful. Okay? Nevinson says that, l'chora, here in Eretz Yisrael, for knowing like the gra, not to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, it's because we treat Chol HaMoed like Yontif, just like we say, and where one can't wear Shabbos, one can't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif, because it's Nikros. Chol HaMoed is also Nikra Yontif over here, and that's why we don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And therefore, Rav Nevin Sal says, L'maisa, if one wants to greet someone with a Yontif greeting on Chol HaMoed, it wouldn't be incorrect here in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, where they're different in the Hagim, so that might not be true. But at least here in Eretz Yisrael, he wants to claim that we do treat it like a Yontif, at least over here in Hilchos Tefillin, and therefore the greeting of Gad Yontif would not be incorrect. The Gran Maisarav, they write, the Gra, you see, Makpid on people who used to greet people regularly on Chol HaMoed. Motzei Yontif, or Motzei Shabbos Chol HaMoed, and people would say, Gud Vacht, and something like that, a regular greeting, they would, he would be Makpid on it. You can't just say, you have to change something. So, if you want to say the more modern way of saying, Mo'adim L'Simcha, okay, so that's sort of like, a parva way of saying it, however you want to say it, it's Mo'adim L'Simcha. So then, you sort of, you get out of this whole machlokas over here. Okay, Mikre Kodesh Tov, I don't know, you could add your own thing, but you're not supposed to go ahead and greet people the same way as you would greet them if it was a regular day. Now, even if we treat it like a Yontif, does not get the same level, obviously, as Yontif would get. And perhaps one of the nafkaminas that would come over here as a Yontif, as a not Yontif, is, and maybe the same machlok, maybe we could say it's the same machlokas as we've been saying, is the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Does one wear Shabbos clothes on Chol HaMoed or not? The Mishnah Berurah over here brings down after he says, V'harei posim shorvidu min haTorah, that Isra Malachas min haTorah. V'hadei kilo bekamet varenizu al-pi ha-reshos v'nasun l'chacham min haTorah malachas Chol HaMoed l'fi tzorach ha'in l'hater. He says like this, Umeod yesh lezayir shelo lahakel yoter mima sheitiru chachom. Don't be more makel than Chazal. Domru Chazal mevazet amoados ki ilu oved avodah zarah. He brings on a Rashi that we said before. And then he says, Gam chayiv lechabid Chol HaMoed b'machel u'mishra uksus nekia shelo yinag b'am minag chol. He says not to treat him with minag chol, which is mashma, not like next to Shabbos Yontif, but somewhere in between Shabbos clothes and Yontif clothes versus chol clothes. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Umaril lavash hakata shel Shabbos," and the Maril mamish wore Shabbos clothes and Chol HaMoed. Perhaps just Shabbos clothes. The Mishnah Berurah another place says dafki Yontif clothes are even supposed to be more mechubad than Shabbos clothes. Okay, so he does mention the Maril did it. Okay, but it's mashma that it's okay if one doesn't want to wear Mama Shabbos clothes, but he should dress up in nicer clothes. And I'll tell you a little musser, except even if you're in your own home. You're in your own home to walk around in shorts and a t-shirt all day long is not correct for Chol HaMoed. Okay? You dress up at least during the tefillos, but if not other days, it's not just for the outside. I'm not saying you have to wear a suit and tie all day long. Okay? And I didn't say you have to dress up all, but you should have a feeling of concept of Chol HaMoed even in one's house. There goes everyone's cameras are shutting off as I don't want to see what they're wearing. No, I'm just joking. Because you see over here that there is some people, they have a makor over here to actually wear Shabbos. At Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal, he actually says that one should wear Shabbos clothes during Chol HaMoed. Once again, maybe it's Tully. Once again, if we treat it like Yontif, like in terms of Tefillin, and like we said before, then perhaps the same thing over here, we're going to have to say the same thing over here by Shabbos. But I'm not pushing people to wear Shabbos clothes if you have a nice button down and a nice piece of pair of pants or whatever you feel is nicer than Chol clothes. That would be Gevaldik also. That would be Gevaldik also. Okay, one second here. I see there. And I see there's a couple of laundry shilas. I don't want to get into laundry shilas. We'll get into laundry, Bezrat Hashem, in 4 or 5 years from now when we get to the next year or so. Okay? We'll see. Bezrat Hashem, we're going to get to all those things. Okay? Now. As the Mishnah Berurah pointed out, it's actually your Mechilta and Shmos, your days Tet Zayin, only for the Tanaim that we say, we learn it, that one has to Mekadesh Chol HaMoed, B'machal u'b'mishtah, like we saw earlier on for the Yerushalmi, the reason why you don't do malacha is that we could eat and drink during this time also. Okay, so it's actually a mechilta, says we have to mechabit it, b'machal u'b'mishtah. So what is this machal and mishnah? And mishnah that we're supposed to have? So number one, is there a chiv to have a bread suda or not? Okay, the Mishnah Berurah, once again, in the same place, Tavkuf Lamed Siv, Katan Aleph, is a very rich one. Okay, he does say over here, the Katvu Achron, the first line, Dafte Muchach B'Simen Kuf Pei Chesiv Zayin U'Muchuyiv Lechol Pas. Okay, in Simen Kuf Pei Ches, it sounds like over there, there's no Chiv to eat Pas, Dafke B'Chol HaMoed, V'Rakta Asali Sanas, Nasi Isser, to fast, but not mamish to have a bread suda or a matzah suda for that matter. Okay, mikol makom, says the Mishnah Berurah, lechatchila mitzvah likvoa suda ala pas achas b'laila v'achas b'yom. There's a mitzvah. So, according to the Mishnah Berurah, there's a mitzvah to have a suda with bread both at night and during the day. Once again, there's room to be makel if you don't have suda b'pas erev v'boker, but there is a mitzvah to do it, says the Mishnah Berurah, is a lochil chila to have a sudas pas. Furthermore, this tour in Siman Tuf Yud Tes, by the way, tells us just like the hutzos of Shabbos and Yontif are not taken in consideration in our cheshbon from Rosh Hashanah, so too the same thing is by Chol HaMoed. Our hutzos for Chol HaMoed are also not taken into account. Whatever hutzos you have for Chol HaMoed is a freebie when it comes to if you're mechabi with Chol HaMoed. The machal of Mishnah is not supposed to be taken off of our yearly cheshbon. Okay. Now what besides for bread is one supposed to eat on Chol HaMoed? Going back to the Rambam one perek earlier, perek vav. Halachas Yud Zayin and Yud Ches, says the Rambam, Shivis Yemea Pesach Ushmonis Yemea Chagim Shar Yamim Tovim Kulam Asurim Behespid Vitainis V'chayiv Odom Lios Behem Sameach V'Tov Leivu. You have a chiv to be Sameach and Tov Leiv. Yes, even in these tough times, it's a chiv of Simcha Tov Leiv. Ubono V'Vishto Bnei Beitho V'chol Nino V'Nino V'Lo Shinever V'Sameach V'Chagecha Afal Pisha Simcha Muro Kanhi Korban Shlomim, even though the Simcha mentioned the Torah, it's really Korban Shlomim Kamosha Namu Varim Be'alchas Chagiga. Yesh Bechal Oto Simcha Lismuach Hu Ubanov Bnei Beis Kol Echad Ve'Echad Karoi Lo. Obviously the Rambam is saying, even if you do not have the Beis HaMikdash nowadays, B'mira B'Amedo should be built, you still have the Chiyuv of Simcha. Ketzad, how do we fulfill this Simcha? Haktanim nosinam klayus vegezim vegmigdon. So not only will say there, here's a chiyuv to give treats and games and things like this to make besamech the ktanim. That's what's for the ktan. And the for the nashim konim lehem begodim tachshit anayin kvim amono. For the women, we're supposed to buy them jewelry, clothing, things that are going to make them happy. And then vanashim ochlim basar vishosin yayin shem simcha elu bebasar v'yayin v'ein simcha elu b'yayin uksho och v'shotu chayla hachel gerli osim la'amona. Make sure don't forget about the people who are, don't have everything that we have. Im shar nima am lulim. I will come ish no glatos chatzir v'ocho v'shosa. Hu v'nav ishto v'yom machl mashal aniyim. V'lomori nafesh. Ein lo simchas mitzal simchas kreso.
Okay. So we see over here, according to the Rambam, which is quite controversial, that the concept of ein simcha elu b'basar v'yayin even applies nowadays. And the reason why it's so controversial is because many meforshim understand, many rishonim understand, the ein simcha, at least by basar, is talking about basar shlomim, it's talking about the karbonos. And if you don't have the karbonos, you don't have the concept of ein simcha elu b'basar, but you see meforsh over here that there is, according to the Rambam. Okay, Moreno Verabbeinu Rav Nevinsaw on page Kuf Nun Vav has a long piece on this, if there's a chiyuv of basar today or not. Okay, but at least according to the Rambam, you're fulfilling the chiyuv of simcha. In terms of yayin, this is less controversial. The Rambam says it beferish, and it seems to be more mekubal that yayin, one is mechuyuv. And even though Moreno Verabbeinu Rav Nevinsaw on page Kuftim Vav, Kuftim Zayin, writes that according to some, one doesn't need it every day, okay? I don't know exactly, was it once during the Chag, but you don't have to have wine every single day, but he then brings the Zalman, B'Shem Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that you have a chiyuv of drinking wine every single day. I did see in the Chol HaMoed book, there's a machlokas in the Rishonim, how much does it have to be a revius or a Malol Lugmav, so according, I believe, to the Sheet of the Rosh, holds Iku Yotzi even with the Malo Lugbav. The problem is you're getting yourself in a Safik Bracha Chrona then. Do you have any Bracha Chrona in the Yayin? But many hold that you have to have a Revius of wine, and that is what Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach held. However, Rosh Shlomo Zalman has an important Kula for those anti-alcoholists out there, and that is that he holds that one could be Yotzi Simchas through yayin by drinking grape juice. It's quite controversial because but pashtus, or according to many, the chiyuv of simcha is because you're drinking something alcoholic, that's going to bring you to the simcha that you need. According to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, you are yotze with grape juice. Also, if you want to have a revius, a cup of grape juice, according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, you'll be yotze this concept also, but there is definitely a inyan to have a revius of wine every day of Chol HaMoed. So I think we've introduced many important concepts over here in Hilchos Chol HaMoed. We've gotten to a lot of important nekudas, some touched upon in terms of the Isser Melacha. Hopefully we opened their eyes that there is such a concept. Doesn't mean now I have to start being machmer and everything and go crazy. Okay? But there is a concept of an Isser Melacha and the chiyuv of simcha, achila, shtia, and trying to mechavit the day. Through Chatzi Lachem, we talked a lot about the Chatzi Lachem, okay? But also Chatzi Lahashem, to be Osek in Ruchnius, to be Osek in Limud Torah during this time, the Moadim were given us, according to Chazal, in order to learn Torah. So those who have never experienced it, because you're so full of Chol HaMoed trips, doing this, and honestly, you have no time for anything during Chol HaMoed, this is your year to go ahead and do this. I will stop the recording now, and we'll take